Maraming salamat, Ate Roxanne. Totoo, ang binago ng Diyos. Ay, talaga po natutuwa ako kasi yung mga staff, pastoral staff po natin, ay hindi lang nakakulong sa office, but they are really na po intentional, actively involving in the outreach ministry. So lahat po sila into pastoral ministries. Kaya salamat sa Panginoon. And we rejoice with Ate Roxanne, the one who gave testimony kanina po, no? Na hindi lang po celebrating ang binagong buhay, kung hindi talagang inibig at talagang nais pong, ano yun, lubusin. At tumingin po kayo sa cameraman. At congratulations in behalf of Crossroad Church. We rejoice with you, Kuya Sam and Ate Rox, for your engagement. Totoo ba yan? Totoo. Oy. So Sam proposed to Roxanne and Roxanne said, yes. Abangan po natin ang susunod na kabanata. And we'd like also to thank Ate Avic, blooming si Ate Avic, no? Ayan, bakit kaya? Tignan niyo po ang inyong mga katabi. Kilala niyo po ba sila? Can you say something good, pleasant to your neighbor? Pwede po bang batiin muna po natin ang bawat isa? Sige po, masaya ako nandito ka. Ayan, yun. Pwede po bang maghanap lang tayo ng maganda sa ating katabi? Marami pong naka-green dito eh, ang ganda po nila. Ang mga Sunday schoolers natin ay very active, no, in singing to the Lord. Sa atin po mga bisita, hello po, magandang umaga sa inyong lahat. Isa pong malakas na palakpak sa ating mga bisita. Praise God, hallelujah. Purihin ang Diyos. So, Pastor Alice in Tiaong, Quezon, at celebrating the second year anniversary of our outreach ministry. And let us all together pray na talagang sumulong, umunlad, at lumalim po ang gawain po doon sa Tiaong, Quezon. Kamusta po kayo? Ready po ba kayo for an examination today? Ready po ba kayo for an exam? For a test? Because every Sunday we hear the preaching of God's Word. Tama po ba? And every now and then we were given invitation to respond to the Lord in His message, whether private or public, nagagawa po natin ito na sumagot at tumugon sa panawagan ng Panginoon. Pero ngayong araw po na ito ay tayo po'y dadaan sa isang pagsusulit. Atin pong titingnan at evaluate ang ating mga sarili, hindi po sa dami ng ating natutunan, lalo na po itong 2025, no po, journeying with the theme, a certain kind, and tapos na halos ang ating mid-year, siguro tama lang na mag-evaluate tayo, not with how much I've learned, but with how much I apply the Word. Truth does not change lives. Yung po mga naririnig po natin dito ay hindi makapagbabago ng ating buhay maliban na atin po itong i-apply. Truth does not change lives, applied truth does. It is the outcome of our lives. Na po, ito yung pong nakikita sa ating buhay. It is the outcome of our lives that make distinction from the information and revelation we are receiving. Kaya po, pagtitingnan natin ang ating mga sarili, ano bang nangyayari sa akin? How much am I growing in the Lord? How do I change lately? Yan po ang distinction. Everybody say with me po, distinction. Yan po ang pagkakaiba ng taong nakikinig at tumutupad sa mga salita ng Panginoon. The title of today's message is Build Your Life on the Rock. Pwede po bang ulitin po natin? Build your life on the rock. One more time. Build your life on the rock. Tumayo po tayong lahat to give light to this. Basahin po natin ang mga salita ng Panginoon. Ang title po ni Dr. Luke sa Luke chapter 6, 46 to 49 is Build Your House on the Rock. Let us all together read. Sabay-sabay po nating basahin. Luke chapter 6, 46 to 49. Dalawa po ang babasahin natin. Isang Ingles at isang Tagalog. Let us all together first read the English version. Ready, go. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? As for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice, I will show you what they are like. They are like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house but could not shake it, because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed and its destruction was complete. Basahin po natin sa ating lengguahe, sa Tagalog, ang dalawang uri ng taong nagtayo ng bahay. Ready, go. Bakit ninyo ako tinatawag na Panginoon, Panginoon? Gayong hindi naman ninyo tinutupad ang sinasabi ko. Sasabihin ko sa inyo kung ano ang katulad ng taong lumalapit sa akin, nakikinig sa aking mga salita at nagsasagawa ng mga ito. Siya ay tulad ng isang taong humukay ng malalim at nagtayo ng bahay sa pundasyong bato. Nang bumaha at bumugso ang tubig, hindi natinag ang bahay na itinayo, sapagkat matibay ang pagkakatayo nito. Ngunit ang nakikinig naman ng aking mga salita at hindi tumutupad dito ay katulad ng isang taong nagtayo ng bahay ng walang pundasyon. Nang bumaha at bumugso ang tubig sa bahay na iyon, kaagad itong bumagsak at lubusang nawasak. Tayo po'y manalangin. Panginoon, aming Diyos, kami po ay nagpapakumbaba sa iyong harapan. Nais naming matuto, nais naming mabago ayon sa iyo pong mga plano sa aming buhay. Nagpapasalamat kami, Panginoon, kung paanong patuloy kang nangungusap po sa amin. Sana hindi lang kami tumugon sa aming mga salita at mga bibig, kundi tumugon din kami mula sa aming puso. At makita mo ang tunay na pagbabago mula sa loob palabas. Dalangin din namin, Holy Spirit, that you teach us today and melt our hearts and change us, Lord, with the power of your word. This is our prayer and submission. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen and amen. Makakaupo na po tayong lahat. Praise the Lord. So, ang mga binasa po nating mga talata ay salita ng Panginoong Jesus. No po? But the text started with a question. And who asked the question? It was Jesus. And he asked this question, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? So ito ang paunang salita ng Panginoon. Bakit ninyo ako tinatawag na Panginoon, Panginoon? Gayong hindi naman ninyo tinutupad ang sinasabi ko. So we know Jesus na po, he was teaching the people, he was healing the sick. Talaga pong he was into the ministry of deliverance and restoration. But in the midst of his teaching, no po, Jesus threw a question that really, no po, sabihin na po natin, mind-provoking and heart-piercing question. He was addressing everyone in the crowd. Ina-address ng Panginoon ang tanong na ito sa lahat ng mga taong sumusunod sa Kanya, kasama ang mga disciples, nandun na din ang mga Pharisees, ang mga Sadducees, even the common people, tinanong ng Panginoon. Kung aakyat po natin ang tingin natin sa Luke chapter 6 na po, makikita po natin dyan ang Sermon on the Mount. Yung blessed are the poor, for they will see the kingdom of God, of heaven. And from this Sermon on the Mount, Jesus addressed a lot of issues. Kasama na po ang issue ng purity, integrity, forgiveness, and even investing treasures in heaven. He addressed even the prejudices of people. And therefore, sinabi niya not to judge others and not to worry about tomorrow. Kagaya po ng message last Sunday. And a lot of words that Jesus spoke, no? But suddenly, he shifted into a question. Kasi nga naman, it is futile, no? It is futile. Walang saysay ang pagtawag natin kay Jesus na Panginoon, Panginoon, kung hindi naman natin siya sinusunod. Yung sinabi dito, bakit ninyo ako tinatawag na Panginoon, Panginoon? Why do you call me Lord, Lord? Dalawang beses. No, yung Lord dito talagang sabi po sa Greek is kyrios, is a properly a person exercising absolute ownership rights. So ginagamit po nila ito, even Sarah in the Old Testament. She called Abraham my Lord. Ibig sabihin si Sarah recognizing her husband no po with the absolute right no to their marriage. And it goes the same no po na sinabi ng Panginoong Jesus, bakit niyo ako tinatawag na Lord? Lord. No? Kasi ginagamit niyo na 'yan salita, ibig sabihin niyan, I am the master. I have the absolute rights to all of you. Meron palang dapat rights, pero hindi niyo naman sinusunod. Lord means someone to be obeyed. So sino tinatawag nating Lord? Sino ang pinapanalanginan natin na Panginoon? Pero ang tanong, kaya ang sabi ko po kanina, ito ang araw ng pagsusulit. Ito ang araw ng examination. Do we truly obey the Lord? Do we truly hear and practice whatever He is teaching us? Beware of having just a vocal confession. Mag-ingat po tayo sa ating mga vocal na mga salita at pagkilala sa Panginoon na hindi naman totoong nagbabago at nag-a-affect sa ating buhay. Para daw po ma-stress natin, no? Mabigyan natin ng pagpapaliwanag ang distinction na ito na tumatawag ka ng Lord, Lord sa akin pero hindi mo naman sinusunod, ginagawa ang aking mga salita. So para daw po mabigyan ng distinction po ito, gumamit ang Diyos ng metaphor o paghahambing o ang tawag natin ngayon ay parable or parabola. Using, ang parable po or metaphor ay using familiar things, familiar na mga bagay at familiar na mga situations to give us life lessons. So Jesus was very creative in His teaching. No po, gumagamit siya ng mga pangkaraniwan na mga bagay at mga sitwasyon at pangyayari na doon natin mailalapat at doon niya mabibigyan ng point ang nais niyang matutunan at mabago sa ating buhay. Kaya po mula dito sa parable na ito at metaphor, paghahambing ng mga pangyayari at mga tao para matuto tayo ano ba ang nais ng Diyos sa atin, mayroon daw pong dalawang builders. There are two builders. How many builders daw po? Everybody say with me, two. And then there are two houses. Ilang bahay? Two. And there are two foundations. Ilang foundation? Two. Ilang builders? Ilang houses? Ilang foundations? Pero dumaan sa iisang storm. Ilang storm? Very good. Papasa na kayo sa exam. So two builders, two houses, two foundations, one storm, and two outcomes. Tandaan niyo po yan. Jesus was a carpenter. Isa po siyang karpintero, and therefore he would have understood ano yung sinasabi niya about this building project. He would have understood construction. There is a right and wrong way to build. Tama po ba mga engineers? Amen. Engineers in the house. Merong tama at maling pagtatayo, not only houses, but even our lives. Merong tama at maling pagtatayo ng ating mga buhay. Kaya ngayong umaga po na ito, ating ipagsulit, ating muni-muniin ang ating mga sarili, kung tayo po ba ay nasa tamang pagtatayo ng ating mga buhay. The two builders, maybe sila po ay mga tatay. They have dreams for the family. Pero in-imply ni Jesus ang kwento na ito among the crowd. Sabi niya, there are two builders. Those in the crowd, kayo, tayo. Tayo'y mga builders whom Jesus was speaking. Ito tayo ngayon, kinakausap tayo ng Panginoon, showing us the two kinds of builder. Ano kaya at sino kaya tayo rito? They have one and the same project. Ang sabi dito, build their own house. Everybody say with me, house. Ang house po na ito ay nagre-represent ng ating mga buhay. Not only yung buhay natin na ito, but every decision, every action, every time we read God's Word, gagawin ko ba o hindi? Ito po ay kasama sa pagtatayo ng ating mga buhay. And we see here two different foundations. Yung isang lalaki na naghukay ng malalim at kanyang itinayo ang kanyang bahay sa bato. At ang isa naman ay nagtayo ng bahay sa buhanginan na walang foundation or foundation. So makita po natin, two builders built their own houses with two different foundations, with foundation and without foundation, actually, on the rock and on the sand, on the ground. And then here comes the storm. The two houses experience one and the same storm intensity. Ito po ang equalizer ng Panginoon. Ito ang equalizer, ang storm na ito. Para sa lahat, umulan ng malakas, bumaha at binayo ng malakas na hangin ang bahay. Parehong bahay. That's in verses 25 and 27. Pero dalawa ang outcome. Basahin po natin in verse 25, ang sabi dito, umulan ng malakas, bumaha at binayo ng malakas na hangin ang bahay na iyon, ngunit hindi nagiba. Everybody say with me, hindi nagiba. Hindi nagiba sapagkat nakatayo iyon sa bato. Kaagad itong bumagsak at lubusang, kaagad bumagsak at lubusang nawasak. Kapag ang isa naman na nagtayo ng kanyang bahay sa buhanginan, umulan ng malakas, bumaha at binayo ng malakas na hangin ang bahay at ito ay bumagsak at lubusang nawasak. So yung isa hindi bumagsak, yung isa bumagsak. And ang sabi dito, great crash in life, yung nakatayo sa buhanginan. There was a great crash in life. Complete to the ground, nothing was left. Pile of rubble, the world notices. Kita ng lahat ang pagbagsak. Why is the difference in the outcome? Bakit daw po may pagkakaiba sa pangyayari pagkatapos ng bagyo? Again, paulit-ulit, it is because of the foundation. Everybody say with me, foundation. Foundation sets the limits. Foundation sets the limits. It sets the limit to the building in its size and weight. So, ang pundasyon ang magbibigay sa'yo ng definition at distinction kung ikaw ay tatagal o hindi, kung ikaw ay babagsak o mananatiling nakatayo. Let's take a look at the illustration na po. In the world, talagang ang dadami pong mga tall buildings. Saan niyo po ba gustong makarating po dyan? Sa Pyramid of Egypt? Sa Eiffel Tower? Wala na po yung Twin Towers na po ng New York? Sa Malaysia ba? Or alam niyo po ba that tallest building in the world is located in Dubai? Ang pangalan po ng building na ito ay Burj Khalifa. Meron po siyang 2,707 feet na taas. At para daw po makarating doon sa tuktok ng Burj Khalifa, makarating ka sa 2,707 feet na ito, ay sasakay daw po kayo sa elevator in 1 minute. At naranasan po namin ito. We were given a chance na po to experience going up to the top of Burj Khalifa last year. Ito po ay sa kagandahang loob lamang po ng ating pastor friend, Pastor Abraham Gotico. And libre po ang lahat. And then sabi ko, parang ayoko yata umakyat. Nakakatakot. Imagine mo, kaya mo akyatin yung 2,707 feet na building na ito. Makakarating ka talaga sa tuktok in a minute. In a minute. So, sige po. Try na po natin. Ano daw po yung speed na ito? Para siyang 22 miles per hour or kung nagda-drive ka, 35.40 kilometers per hour. Ganun kabilis. Pero ikukwento ko po sa inyo, nung nandun po ako sa loob ng elevator going up to Burj Khalifa, wala po akong naramdaman. Ang galing. Swabing-swabi po. Saktong-sakto, in a minute, bumukas ang elevator doors, nandun na kami sa tuktok ng Burj Khalifa. Ano po ang world records po dito? Tallest building in the world. Tallest freestanding structure in the world. Highest number of stories in the world. Highest occupied floor in the world. Highest outdoor observation deck in the world. Elevator with the longest travel distance in the world. Tallest service elevator in the world. Pinakamataas, pinakamaganda, at talaga pong yun na nga, world record po ang Burj Khalifa. Ang tanong, pupunta ka kaya dyan? Alam niyo po kung bakit po ako na-convinced na umakyat? It's because I have read muna po something about the foundation of the building. The first thing I asked was, how is the foundation of this tallest building in the world? So gusto niyo po ba makita? So it's quite, hindi naman po napakahaba, pero napaka-interesting. This made me decide to go up to this building. Let's take a look at this video and learn about the foundation of the tallest building in Burj Khalifa, Dubai.
Quick tour below the beautiful petals, you'll come across its foundation, a structure with a whopping depth of a 10-story building. Surprisingly, the foundation of the Burj Khalifa has to carry electricity 24/7. Any small issue with the flow of electricity will weaken its foundation, and the result could be catastrophic on a heavy, windy day. Interestingly, the raft of the foundation is as thick as 2 human beings. Even though the raft looks like a simple structure, constructing it was a massive task. This is mainly because a huge amount of concrete had to be poured in a single volume. The construction of this raft started with the placement of steel rebars. The next step was pouring in the concrete, which was no easy feat in the 40-degree heat in Dubai. That's why the engineers executed this work during the nighttime. They also mixed the concrete with ice cubes while pouring it. The process of concreting the entire raft was done in 4 separate parts, each for a period of 24 hours. There are many more challenges present in front of the Burj Khalifa's chief design engineer, Mr. Bill Baker. First, let's solve the biggest challenge, soil settlement. This is what would happen if their design calculations for settlement went wrong. In normal building construction, engineers always find something called hard strata, a hard soil where the building can rest. During the construction phase, the weight of a building increases, and it's normal that the building settles down by a few inches. Let's observe the building settlement one more time. During this process, the soil below the foundation gets compressed and settled. Now the soil can produce proper reaction force and balance the building weight. However, this settlement should be within a safe limit. Now, let's take a cross-section of Dubai's soil. It's just loose sand and weak sedimentary rock. Even after digging 140 meters deep, the engineers failed to find strong, hard strata. If the Burj Khalifa engineers had constructed a normal raft foundation on this site, it would settle down a lot and a catastrophe would have inevitably happened. The chief engineer, Bill Baker, came up with a simple solution for such a massive issue: the frictional force of the surrounding soil. Here, Mr. Bill Baker is trying to pierce through the sand using a sharp and thin rod. It's a common observation that after a distance, the rod won't go down. This is due to the increased frictional force provided by the surrounding sand as the rod goes down. To generate the frictional force, he added a number of piles below the raft foundation. The depth of these RCC piles is equal to 10 floors of the Burj Khalifa. Now immerse the foundation inside the soil and take a cross-section of it. Let's test this foundation. These piles generate frictional force against the weight of the building. With the help of the soil reaction force and additional frictional force, the raft pile foundation would reach settlement much earlier and within safe settlement limits. When the Burj Khalifa's construction was complete, it had a settlement of just around 5 centimeters, which is quite safe. The next big challenge is how to construct these piles with perfection, making the design a reality. For the construction of the piles, they first started with drilling a hole with an auger excavator. The blades of this device perfectly remove the soil. However, Mr. Baker faced an issue: the groundwater of Dubai. Due to the heavy machinery around, the borehole would collapse and fill in with salty groundwater. The solution was quite clear. As the soil was excavated, they simultaneously poured a drilling fluid through the auger shaft. This creates a slurry. The slurry, being denser than water, exerts a hydrostatic pressure on the walls of the borehole. Thus, it resists the soil collapsing. Now that the borehole is ready, the workers placed a temporary hollow steel cylinder to hold the soil intact for concreting. Then they placed in these steel reinforcement bars, welded as a long cylinder. In normal concreting, the laborers must use concrete vibrators to make the concrete compact. Usage of these machines is impossible in such deep boreholes. This is why the SCC C60, a special kind of concrete that flows like a liquid, is used for the piles. The concrete was poured in with the help of a tremie pipe. The construction of the foundation alone took 2 years. The entire sequence of foundation construction for the Burj Khalifa are illustrated here. We have now achieved a good foundation design to hold up the tallest building in the world in loose Dubai soil. Although this piled raft is standing against the gravitational pull, Dubai's heavy sandstorms are yet another test. The piled raft design we developed will fail during a heavy sandstorm. Do you have any design suggestions to overcome this issue? If you want to strengthen this tower to prevent it from falling, would you add glue to the center of the base plate or to the edges? When the Burj Khalifa is glued at the center, it is falling down because of the wind force. When the building is glued at its edge, it's standing strong. In the original Burj Khalifa design, we can also apply a similar technique to the pile design. Just increase the number of piles in the wing area. Due to this neat design change, the Burj Khalifa is able to withstand wind velocities of up to a whopping 240 kilometers per hour. Interestingly, to analyze this optimal placement of piles, the engineers performed rigorous pile load tests, which involved applying heavy load on a temporary test pile and studying the settlement. These tests spanned over 6 months and occurred at 23 spots on this Burj Khalifa location. Now the answer you've all been waiting for. Why does the Burj Khalifa Foundation have to carry electricity continuously? If this is not done, the salty water seeping from the Persian Sea will corrode the rebars inside the piles. To overcome this problem, they use the physics behind batteries. Electrolysis. They made these rebars cathode and used titanium mesh as a sacrificial anode. When DC current from the rectifiers is impressed between them, the electrons deposit on the cathode. This prevented corrosion of the rebars, but it heavily corroded the anode metal. After years, the anode would need to be replaced. One thing is clear from here. To prevent the corrosion completely, we have to supply the optimum amount of current flow. However, what if we oversupply? This will lead to a phenomenon known as hydrogen embrittlement. This phenomenon makes the bars brittle, and they crack quickly. This is why the cathodic protection system they developed should be accurate. No oversupply or undersupply of the electricity. Of course, any failure of electricity supply in the cathodic protection region would weaken the foundation over the years. Before you leave, please become a LESX member and enjoy our exclusive civil engineering videos.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Ang tanong, aakyat na po ba kayo sa Burj Khalifa? May pera o wala? Pwede. Bakit hindi? Na po. Would you like to try to go up there? Bakit po? Kasi the foundation is sure. The foundation talaga po is talagang everything about this building, about any construction that we would have in life. So what did you learn? What did you observe? Pwede po bang sabihin ninyo sa inyong katabi? What can you say about the foundation? Meron bang makakapagsabing pinag-aralan talaga? Pinag-impukan talaga ng isip, ng pera, ng atensyon, ng panahon. Foundation pa lang, ilang taon po ginawa? 2 taon. And imagine nyo po the massive construction only for the foundation is secured. Wow. Kaya siya one of a kind in the world. And this is what Jesus was saying to us. Ito po yung sinasabi ng Panginoon sa atin. Our followership to Him is not by mere confession of our words, but by the reliability of our foundation. It is not by aesthetic beauty, but with an authentic obedience. Yan po ang nais ng Diyos ngayon sa atin. Kaya nga sabi ng Panginoon, as for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice, they are like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. Grabe dito, no? Very challenging sa Burj Khalifa kasi yung Dubai ay mabuhangin. So kailangan pa nilang hubukay ng malalim. At nung nakita na nila, ang lalim na nung nahukay nila, halos ilang floors na po iyon, 10 floors ng building, tsaka pa lang nila na-touch yung solid rock. At doon pa rin po nila ginawa pa rin yung foundation. Hindi po doon sa sand. And even they hit the rock bottom na po, talagang kailangan nilang supplyan pa ng iba pang intelligence so that the water will not penetrate the metals and even the construction of the foundation. Kaya sabi dito, the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. So we cannot have a successful Christian life than our foundation will permit. Hindi po tayo magkakaroon ng ganitong kaganda na tallest building in the world, one of a kind, kung hindi po inaral at talaga pong sinubok ng intelligence and even po pinatest nila sa storm, desert storm, yung kanilang gawa para po masabi na ito ay reliable building. It goes the same with us. We cannot have a successful followership, successful leadership, successful discipleship and disciple making in the Lord than our foundation will permit. So let's go to practical application points of this parable, of this metaphor, of this truth that foundation sets the limit and foundation is everything to us, with or without foundation. Ang buhay ba natin, meron o walang foundation? Kung meron foundation, saan nakalagay ang iyon? Saan nakatayo ang iyong buhay? Sa batuhan ba o sa buhanginan? So let's take a look at the three practical applications for this parable. Number one, the foundation, the rock, is not a what, but a who. It is a person, it is Jesus. He is Jesus. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? As for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice is the one that will be well built. So the foundation, the rock, is not the things that we do, but the one we have in life. It is a person. He is Jesus. The wise man in the story, the wise man in the parable, understood the importance of building his house on the rock. Everybody say with me, rock. The rock here is Petra, o Petra. In Matthew 16:13-20, Peter had an encounter with Jesus. Everybody say with me, encounter. So ito ang encounter ni Peter kay Jesus Christ. Verse 13, now when Jesus came into the district of the Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do people say that the Son of Man is? And they said, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. He said to them, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter replied, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered him, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of heaven, of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then he strictly charged the disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. Alam na alam po natin yung sinabi ng Panginoon kay Peter, and I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Maraming nagsasabi at paniniwala that it was Peter, the builder of the church. It was Peter, the father of the church. Pero pag nakita po natin ang pagkakasabi po ng Panginoon dito in Greek, and I tell you, you are Peter, that's Petros. Ang ibig sabihin po ng Petros ay stone, pebble, like a small rock found along a pathway. Maliliit na bato. You are Petros. Mabuti na lamang at hindi si Peter ang father of the church, nor even the founder of the church, nor the rock, our foundation. Dahil after this, Peter denied Jesus. And during the New Testament church, in the early church, talagang nagkaroon pa po ng pag-uusap at pagtatalo ang mga apostles because of some teachings of Apostle Peter. But here we see ang pagkakasabi ng Panginoong Jesus kay Pedro, you are Peter, Petros, and on this rock, Petra, I will build my church. And who is Petra? Jesus, the rock. And on this rock, dun sa revelation ng Father sa'yo about me, I will build my church. Jesus is the rock. Jesus is Petra. He is our rock, the mighty rock of our faith and even the church. Peter had a personal encounter with the personal revelation of Jesus, not as a carpenter's son nor as a historical figure, but as the eternal Son of God. So nagkaroon ng encounter si Peter that Jesus was the eternal Son of God. Kaya ang sabi ng Panginoong Jesus sa kanya, itong revelation na ito, this revelation of me as the eternal Son of God, dito ko itatayo ang church. I am the rock. So we can come to church. We can do religious things. Pero hindi pa rin tayo makapagbago ng buhay. Unless we truly have the encounter, true encounter with the Lord that would change our lives. No one truly encounters the Lord and never change. Tayo po ba? Meron na po ba tayong totoong encounter sa Panginoon? Pag tinanong tayo ng Panginoon, who do you say I am? Who do you say I am? Do we have the revelation of Christ, the Son of the living God, who came from heaven? Yes, He was the darling of heaven, pero pumarito siya, namatay siya sa krus para sa iyo at para sa akin. Yung kamatayan na yun ang nagtubo sa nagbayad ng ating lahat ng pagkakasala. And therefore, we can come to God freely, forgiven, cleansed, redeemed, delivered from all deaths and from all even no po lahat even ng kamatayan at ngayon inilipat tayo ng Panginoon sa buhay na walang hanggan. Have you laid the foundation of your faith in Christ, the Petra? Do you have the true knowledge of Christ? Have you truly encountered Him? Do you truly walk with Him? Sana po dumating talaga sa punto ng buhay natin that we have got the revelation of who Jesus is. And therefore, we place our life, our full life to Him alone. And sabi po ni Paul sa testimony niya in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 10 to 11, everybody read with me, by the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as a wise builder, and someone else is building on it. But each one should build with care, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. Our foundation is not perfect attendance in equipping. Our foundation is not becoming a life group leader. Our foundation not even is the life group leader. Our foundation is the rock, Jesus. Amen. The eternal Son of God. The incorruptible God, Jesus. Amen. He is the foundation of our life, of our faith. Kaya ang tanong, nasa Kanya na ba ang buhay mo? Siya ba ang pinagtitiwalaan mo? Siya ba ang nag-iisang Diyos sa buhay mo? He must be the rock, the foundation of your life. Number two, application point. The basis of hearing and putting God's word into practice is not just to lay it down, but to dig it down deep. It is a process. Makikita po natin ang parabola na ito sa Matthew. Meron din pong account si Matthew and si Luke. But only Luke no po demonstrated and explained how to really dig down deep into the foundation. Not only to lay down the foundation, not only to give your life to the rock, not only to say that Jesus is my Lord and He is my Savior, I am for Him. Hindi lang po confession, hindi lang nagkaroon ng encounter, kundi itong encounter na ito ay pinapalalim mo. Sabi po ni Luke, dig down deep, dog deep down. Everybody say with me, dig down deep. Atin pong ayusin, linisin, kagaya na nakita natin sa Burj Khalifa. Bago talaga mailagay ang mga steel, ang mga metal, ang lahat ng infrastructure doon sa loob ng foundation, kanila po munang tines ang kind of soil. Ito po ay sand o ito na ba'y rock? So we need to test. We need to test, and therefore to test it, we need to dig down deep. It is a process. The hearing and putting of God's word into practice won't happen overnight. Kaya nga yung iba, pagka napunta tayo dun sa pagsisisi at pagre-repent, and we want revival. Talaga the intensity of God's revelation to us, para bang bukas gusto mo na bago ang lahat. Pero pagkatapos ng isang linggo, balik ka ulit sa dati. Because our life of followership unto Jesus is not based on intensity. It's not based on power and talagang lakas ng loob na talagang mapalapit sa Panginoon. Kaya lang, yun nga eh, sa paraan na gusto mo at kung kailan mo gusto. But ito po ang sinasabi, kailangan po the regularity, the day by day, the dailiness of our followership to Jesus. The hearing and putting God's word into practice won't happen overnight. It takes time. It is a process. Sabi po ni Luke, dig down deep. We need to dig down deep. It means to remove. Everybody say with me, remove. We need to remove things out of the way. Kailangan natin linisin ang ating mga buhay, magpalinis sa Diyos, alisin ang mga weeds, alisin ang mga nakakaabala, alisin ang mga hindi para sa Diyos, hindi nakatugon sa Diyos, hindi nakapagbibigay ng kaluwalhatian sa Panginoon. And it's a process. At meron po sinabi si Derek Prince, ang topic po niya is laying the foundation. And I came across to these five things that we need to dig out of the way so we can build right. So mga kapatid, gusto po ba natin mapatayo ang buhay natin ng tama? Amen. So nais ko po na kahit matagal na ako sa ministry, I want to secure my faith. I want to be built well in the Lord. Five things that we need to dig out of the way so we can build right before God. Number one, remove traditions. And if I may add, no po, hindi naman na traditions eh, lamang ang term. Yung trends, yung mga nakakasanayan na natin ngayon, remove it. Hindi naman lahat bad. May mga traditions, may mga nakasanayan tayong magaganda. Pero beware, mag-ingat, na sometimes hindi na siya naka-align sa scripture. Hindi na siya nakatugon sa pagbibigay kaluwalhatian sa Diyos. At ang mga tradisyon na ito, ang mga trends na ito ay nagpapalayo pa sa atin sa Panginoon at nawawalan ng effect ang salita ng Diyos. Kagaya ng ano, ito yung mga nakasanayan kong ugali. Ganito talaga ako. Eh, ganito talaga ako magsalita. Ganito talaga kami. The things that we say, the things that we do, no po, but sometimes hindi na in line sa scripture. Ayaw nating baliin, ayaw na ayaw nating mabago. Kasi ito yung paniniwala, ito yung nakasanayan, ito yung napag-usapan, ito tayo, huwag na mababago. At kung sino man ang babago, ay against us. Pero, ayun eh, may mga darating pa rin po na panibagong paraan at kaparaanan at instructions na dun tayo ia-align ng Panginoon. Number one, remove traditions. Remove trends that we believe, that we want to practice, pero hindi naman siya nakapagbibigay kaluguran sa Diyos. Number two, prejudices. When we do not like people, na po yung pagtingin natin sa social media, may racial discrimination, may social discrimination, may racism. And from afar, we see racism. From afar, we see prejudices, racial discrimination. Ah, parang hindi naman yan problema. But you know, the prejudices happen socially, personally. Like us, every day. Yung mga nilalike mo, Yon ang like mo. Yung hindi mo nila like, yun yung ayaw mo. That's what we say. That's what we believe. Na po? At yun ang nagiging trend na yun. Hindi ako nilike. Siguro hindi ako gusto. So ikaw, iniisip mo, hindi ka like. On the same way naman, gayon din tayo. Now we have now the kumbaga po, talagang the freedom of saying loud whatever we feel, whatever we like, whatever we do not like. Ito, gusto ko tong tao na ito. Ito, ayaw ko to sa tao na to. At damang-dama natin, pinapadama talaga natin ang pagkaayaw natin sa Kanya. But God, and this should be our prayer, how do you want me to see people? Help me. Unless, na po, mawala itong prejudices natin, talagang we will remain fake. Plastic. Nakangiti. Pero sa loob, nagngingit-ngit. Number three, the preconceived ideas about Christianity. We need to dig down deep. Alisin natin to. Yung patungkol sa Diyos. Ang Diyos ay may paborito? Ang Diyos ay pinahihirapan ako? O ang Diyos ay ganito, ganyan? O ano bang preconceived idea ko about God, about the things about God, about discipleship, disciple making? Oh, mahirap yan. Mahirap yan. Napakahirap yan. Pero wala namang ginagawa. Hindi naman sumasali. Pero ang hirap niyan, ang hirap niyan. That's a preconceived ideas about Christianity. Number four, unbelief. We need to remove our unbelief. We need to remove our worries, our anxiety, our doubts, our personal cares. Unbelief na hindi kaya ng Diyos. Alam niyo po, napakahirap, no, na somebody will ask to pray for you, and sometimes you will be praying for financial help, pero pagkatapos noon, parang hindi mo ako naintindihan kasi ang kailangan ko, milyon, ang kailangan ko, pera. Parang, oh, parang yung prayer na pwede mong i-share ay napakaliit. At parang wala, gahibla lang ng buhok ang pwede mong itulong kasi what you can do is just to pray for me. But I need money, money, money. And this is unbelief. This is worry. This is doubt. And prayer is the language of heaven. Faith is the language of heaven. Here in the church, na po, mga kapatid, what we can give to you is prayer. Pero huwag mong sasabihin na you can only give me prayer. But imagine mo saan ba nag-ugat yung prayer? It's the teaching of Jesus. Jesus exemplified prayer in all aspects of life. In all challenges that he'd been through, he prayed. Because prayer comes from heaven. Kaya huwag natin sasabihin, oh, ang kaya lang naman niyang gawin sa akin ay ipanalangin ako. Lang. But I need tangible things. Therefore, the church cannot help me. Therefore, this leader cannot help me. This pastor cannot help me because he had no money. Pero the church, what is the church giving you? The church is giving you the heaven. The church is giving you God. The church is giving you supernatural helps. Kaya wag lang po natin lalangin yung prayer. Amen? When somebody prays for you, honor that. When somebody prays for you, thank God for that. When I left po going to ministry abroad, I chose certain people to pray for me. And I really considered that as a gift from God. I consider that na pagka nandun na po ako, alam ko lahat ng nilalakbay ko, ang lahat ng ginagawa ko, somebody and a group of few people praying for me. And that's a gift. That's my encouragement. Purihin ang Diyos. Kaya in this church na po, huwag po nating mamaliitin yung mga pananalangin. Amen? And sana, by coming July, this is gonna be the month of seeking, the month of praying. Maging bukal po tayo at bukas ang ating mga kalooban to pray. To bring down heaven down to the people. At gayon din naman po tayo to open our lives and ask people to pray for us. Because if we have this unbelief, doubting people caring for us, kasi hindi natin nakukuha yung gusto natin, we're building on the sand. Our lives are built on the sand. Unbelief. Number five is rebellion. Number five is rebellion. Every descendant of Adam is born with a rebel insight. Ako po ay ipinanganak sa lahi ni Adan. At ang lahat ng ipinanganak sa lahi ni Adan ay mayroong rebellion. And there is only one remedy to rebellion. Tanungin niyo po ako ano? Ang isang remedy to rebellion is execution. We have a rebel heart. Hindi natin gusto ang Diyos. Hindi natin pinipili ang Diyos. Meron tayong katigasan. Meron tayong sariling panloob na mga kagustuhan laban sa Diyos. Minana po natin to. Kakambal na natin. At ang remedyo lang po dito ay mamatay daw po tayo. Execution. It's not going to church. It is not memorizing verses. It's not even serving the Lord in the church. But the mercy of God in Christ Jesus took all the hardness of our rebellion. And Jesus put it all on the cross. Lahat ng mga pako sa kanyang kamay at sa kanyang mga paa, winasak niya ang sumpa ng lahat ng pagre-rebelde natin sa kanya. Amen. Jesus was executed because of our own rebellion. Kaya mga kapatid, yung hearing of God's word and keeping it into practice na po dapat pinapalalim. Dapat inaalagaan. Nililinis ang ating mga buhay mula po sa limang bagay na ito. And how can we do it? We don't do it out of fear. We don't do it out of fear. Susunod na nga ako kasi makaparusahan ako kung hindi. Magsisisi na nga ako kasi nakakatakot naman yung parusa. We do not do things, we do not obey God because we fear Him. We obey God because we love Him. Amen. Sumusunod tayo sa Diyos dahil may pagmamahal siya sa atin at mahal din natin siya. Let's take a look at the testimony of Jesus at ang sabi ng Panginoon, John 14, 21-24. Everybody, lahat ng gustong magmahal sa Panginoon ng tunay, basahin po natin itong lahat. Whoever has my commands and keeps them, he it is who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and manifest myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. And we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. The center, the very center of our obedience, the very anchor of our obedience is on the basis of love. Akalain mo yon, sabi ng Panginoon, whoever has my commands and keeps them, whoever does it, yun yung totoong nagmamahal sa akin. Amen. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. Yung nagmamahal sa akin, sabi ng Panginoong Jesus, mamahalin din ng Ama. And I will love him and manifest myself to him. Kaya possible yung Christ likeness. Kaya we really are driven into being like Christ, not with the things that we do, but with the kind of relationship that we have. And it is effortless. When you hear God's word, when you obey God's word, it means that you love Him, and the love of the Father will be upon you. And I, said Jesus, will manifest myself to you. Hindi sa lahat magmamanifest ang Panginoong Jesus doon lamang sa nagmamahal sa Kanya. And what excites me here in verse 23, look at the verse 23. Jesus answered him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." Yung buhay mo na itinatayo mo sa pundasyon sa Diyos, sa pag-ibig at pagsunod mo sa Panginoon, hindi lamang ito ikaw, kung hindi ang Diyos mananahan din sa'yo. Isn't it wonderful na ang Diyos inhabits my heart? Na ang Diyos, sino ba ako para pagharian ng Diyos? Sino ba ako para panahanan ng Diyos? And it's only by hearing and keeping in obedience the Word of God. The life that you are being built on the Lord, nandun din siya. Can you imagine that kind of life? Amen. Amen po ba? Nandun din siya. At ano daw po yung house? Yung house, yung pangarap mo? Yung pangarap mo, Kuya Sam, na makasal, magbuo ng pamilya, hindi lang ikaw at si Roxanne, hindi lang tayo with all our kids, but God is in there. God is in our marriage. God is in our parenting. God is in our work. God is in every dream that we have. Pananahanan tayo ng Diyos. And it takes process. Number three, the outcome of my life after the storm reveals the kind of foundation I have. The outcome of my life after the storm reveals the kind of foundation I have. Kaya sabi ko po kanina, today is a day of examination. Kamusta po kayo? Kamusta po ang lagay ng buhay natin? Are we standing strong? Are we living successfully as followers of Christ? Or ang tingin natin sa ating mga buhay ay gapi? Wala ng joy? Walang excitement? You're dragging your feet to the church? You're dragging your ears to the life group? Wala ng passion? Wala ng joy? Bagsak na bagsak. The outcome of my life after the storm reveals the kind of foundation I have. Isang bagyo ang dumating po sa bahay na itinayo sa batuhan at isang bahay na itinayo sa buhanginan. At alam na po natin ang outcome. Bumagsak ang bahay na itinayo sa buhanginan. Collapse. Walang natira. Subalit ang nakatayo bahay sa batuhan, never shaken because it is well built. Remember, there will be storms. There will be storms in life. Sabi po sa John 16:33, sabi ng Panginoon, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I, the rock, have overcome the world." So sure, certain, tiyak, may storm, may pagsubok, you will have. Hindi sinabing you might have. You might have. Hindi sinabing maaari na ikaw ay bagyuhin. Ang sinabi dito, you will have. You will have. And the forms of storms come into different shapes. Financial crisis, losing a job, relational conflicts, falling apart, having an unfaithful spouse. Ang hirap makisama. Nagpe-fake ka na lang kayo sa isa't isa. Nagtitiisan na lang. This is a storm. Trouble with your children. Trouble with your parents. A friend betrays another friend. Physical sickness. Death of a loved one. At marami pa pong iba na masasabi natin, ang bigat ng storms na ito. And it will come, just a matter of time. It will come, just a matter of time. And maybe you are now on the storm. Pero there is one storm na parang pagka, di ba, pagka bumagyo, nung tag-init, nung May, April, sobrang init. May, sobrang init. Sana umulan. Bakit? Pagka umulan, nadidiligan yung mga halaman. Yung mga tuyong lupa na nababasa at talaga lumalambot ulit and ready na nga agad, again for planting. And sometimes storm comes na po with so much of good things. Yung storm may dulot na mabuti at sometimes, wow, ang galing-galing ko na. Para pang meron kang sense na you have arrived there already. Uy, nakuha ko na yung yes. Uy, nakuha ko na yung boards. Uy, nakuha ko na yung grade. Uy, nakuha ko na siya. Nakuha ko na yung bahay. Nakuha ko na yung kotse. I have arrived there. That could be a storm. Because the ego comes with it. We will be definitely hit by the storms. Pero ang tanong, paano mo na storm-proof ang iyong bahay at ang iyong buhay? Are you built on the rock, the Petra, Jesus? Both in the good and the bad times that come your way, you're standing tall. You're not shaken. Hindi ka bumibigay. Hindi ka nawawala. You cannot say, I like Jesus, I love Jesus, but I don't like His words. I like Jesus, I love Jesus, I want to go to church, but I have no time Bible reading and practicing His words. You're building on the sand. Alam niyo po, my building is not yet complete. I am still in the process of building up. But thank God, I have passed through a number of storms na po. 54 po ako, hindi po ako 25. Baka nakita niyo yung post ko sa FB. Masaya naman ako. Mababait ang mga members ko. Ilang taon na po kayo, Pastor? 25. Pero ang itsura niya mukhang 59. Salamat sa Panginoon, I have passed through a lot of storms. Hearing a lot of stories, may mga nakakaupo rin po ako, nakakapakinig po sa inyo, mga kwentuhan po natin. Marami po dito, marami po yung sinasabi ng kung wala lang ako kay Lord, matagal na akong umalis. Do you know that? Meron pa nagsasabi na, umalis na tayo sa church na yan. Bakit? Kasi hindi maibigay yung gusto mo. You're not just living from a church and then going to another church. It speaks of your foundation. It speaks of who you are. Everyone will go through storms. Even people in the ministry go through storms. Nakakita na po ako ng maraming binayo ng bagyo kahit mga naglilingkod sa Diyos. Some came out better. Others came out bitter. Some came out wiser and more courageous. Some came out weak, mad, galit sa Diyos, galit sa mga tao. But again, is that about people? It's not about your pastor nor your leader. It speaks about your foundation. In closing, I want to give you two verses to cling on even the hard times come our way. Psalm 46, 1-3, everybody read with me. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. For God is the refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Proverbs 18, verse 10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man runs into it and is safe. You want to be safe? You want to storm-proof your life? Then be planted, be founded on the solid rock, Petra, Jesus. And now as we put our life upon Him, continue to dig down deep. Remove the things that are not of God and not glorifying God. Yes, we will have definitely experienced storms, but the one built on the rock will never be shaken. But the one built on the sun will fall down and nothing will be left.